Well, hello everybody. My name is Carla Adcox and I serve as the President and Executive Director for the Awakening School of Theology.
Madam President, Carla, good to see you. Welcome to the Stone Chapel Podcast.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be here because I am at Bowl City Church, and we're in a wonderful studio that you and I have been inhabiting the last couple of days as I've done a course called The Divine Christ. And thank you for your hospitality, for the invitation, and it's just a delight.
Of course. We're so glad that you were able to come and film this course. It's going to be an awesome one.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. We'll see. I mean, the verdict will still be out for a while. Let's begin with, who is Carla Adcox?
Wow, that's a loaded question, right?
I know.
I'm a wife and mom, first off. I've been pretty much saved my whole life. I grew up in a household with Christian parents, and we went to church regularly and, you know, did all of the things. And as I grew up, went to college, got a bachelor's degree, never really knew what I wanted to do in life from a career standpoint. And at a young age, I actually started working at a local church, worked there for over 15 years. Worked in pretty much every department you can work in at a church, ended up managing at a high level on the executive team, oversaw multiple campuses with my husband.
Wow.
And after that transition, I moved into the nonprofit space, and that's where I got connected with Awakening and the School of Theology.
Wow. I can't believe you've been at it that long. I mean, you must have come out of college like, what, 12 or 13?
Well, I did
like
get married very young. So we got married. I was 19. My husband was 20.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot of people in my generation got married early, but not so much your generation.
No, it was definitely interesting to hear all the comments around us at the time. But we knew and we went for it and we're still married. It'll be 17 years.
Well, great.
Yep.
Congratulations. Congratulations. So tell me a little bit about your husband, too, as well. So he's in ministry, too, as well, has been?
He was in ministry with me for 17 years, a little bit longer than I was, actually. And now he's actually transitioned. He worked in the nonprofit space for a short term and then transitioned, and he actually oversees and we own together a home renovation and interior design company.
Very nice.
So he does that full time. I help part time in that on the side.
Are you the interior designer?
I am. It is definitely not him.
Okay.
I come up with the pretty things and I tell him, go figure out how to do it.
Okay.
And then he has to build it all.
Yeah, I don't know too many guys that are interior designers, but a lot of guys in construction.
Very much so.
Like women are sort of hardwired for the interior design part of things.
Yes.
All right, so we're here at Awakening School of Theology, and how long has it been around now?
So it started actually right when the pandemic happened. In 2020, we had our first semester. We used to be semester-based, and it was at the very beginning of 2020.
Okay, so you're only a couple of years old now.
We are. We're only a couple years old.
Yeah, and you're not the founder. You came to this a little bit later. Tell us about the founder of this organization.
Yeah, so I've been with this organization from the very beginning. However, it started with Dr. Michael Heiser. I was always involved from the back-end business side of things and building the ministry. He was more focused on the content, and it started by him developing courses based off of his book, The Unseen Realm. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Heiser, he's a well-known, world-renowned scholar,
absolutely,
Hebrew scholar, focused on the Old Testament. But his works really changed my life. When I got a hold of his books for the first time, I often tell people that it's like it turned the Bible from black and white to color, and it connected all these dots. Like I said, I'd been saved my whole life, but there were just gaps in understanding different scriptures and weird things. And he just kind of turned some light bulbs on for me. So whenever I got the opportunity to be able to work with him in helping create this, it was really an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, that's terrific. A friend of mine who was an elder at the church where I was serving at the time, named Jack, asked me one day, he said, "What do you know about this Michael Heiser guy?" And he said, "I'm reading this book. He's a lawyer by training, but he also has a master's degree in theology from Gordon-Conwell Seminary up in the Northeast." And I said, "You know, I don't know about it." He shared the book with me, and it's a remarkable book. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. It's the kind of book that sort of changes the way you think about the world and about the Bible and such. And that was his impression, too, as well, that this is a very important book, and this is a very important scholar. We had actually invited Michael to be with us for a lecture, you know, right after COVID began. Of course, none of that was able to happen because not long after that, he was diagnosed.
He was.
Right, with a very dreadful kind of cancer.
Yes, pancreatic cancer. And he had a long, hard fight over the last couple years. And unfortunately, he did pass away in February. We got the chance to capture additional courses with him, and he worked to the end. I mean, what he could do in the midst of treatments was pretty remarkable. And he just had such a heart to try to get as much content out before his time was up. And unfortunately, we did lose him in February.
My first time to meet him was in an SBL. He had read my book, Old Testament Yahweh Text and Pulse Christology.
Okay.
And so he wanted to talk about that. So I was on his podcast. We sat out in the lobby, and it was kind of noisy. Uh-huh. So I'm not sure how the podcast turned out. We ought to try to put that on the course that we just did, if we can find it.
Yes.
But he did a Naked Bible podcast for a number of years.
Yes, and there's, I mean, hundreds of episodes, and it's still available. So many people still engage with it. It's incredible content.
Are you going to keep it online for people?
So we don't actually own that podcast. It was done through a different partner, but it is going to remain online. At least everything that we know, the relationship that we have, it's going to stay online, be able to be accessed by people.
Excellent.
Yes.
So tell us about the mission. What is the mission of the Awakening School of Theology?
So our mission is really to awaken Christians to a deeper understanding of the Bible. Our heart is the everyday Christian, the lay person that goes to church, gets fed on a weekly basis, but really desires a deeper understanding of the Bible and is looking for resources that will teach them that. We have seen a gap in the academic world from a theological standpoint and the church world, and our heart was to try to bridge that in some way and enlist doctoral level instructors to teach courses for the everyday Christian and make them accessible online, on demand, so it's easy. There's no hoops to jump through when it comes to prerequisites or college applications, things of that nature. It's just courses. If you want to learn about the Bible, we're here for you, and we're going to give you really good scholarship to be able to do that.
Are these certificate-like courses? Because you're not offering academic credit for them.
Correct. We do have a couple of students that desire academic credit, so we've partnered with a few schools that will actually accept our courses as transfer credits. But the vast majority of our students, they just want to learn, and they're not looking for any type of certification or degree. We do package some of our courses into a certificate program in case somebody does want to hang that certificate in their office or whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's an accomplishment to actually work through. How many courses are on a certificate?
Well, it depends on the certificate. Uh-huh. Two of our current certificates have four courses in each one, and then we're working on a larger one, which will be comprised of 12 courses.
Wow. So a person does that, it takes them a couple of years probably, right?
Yes, absolutely. To do that, it's self-paced, so you can go as fast or as slow as you want.
Uh-huh. So in terms of cost, at this particular moment in history, because I know all these things change, but what does it cost to be enrolled?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay an admissions fee? Do you have to pay for courses? How does that work?
There's no admissions fee. You literally just enroll and pay for whatever courses you want to take. And so courses are priced based off of the number of modules that are in the course, the amount of content, so to speak, that's going to be in the course. And they range anywhere from $49 to $399. Just depends on the sheer amount of content that we're teaching.
Okay. So give me an example, other than my class called The Divine Christ, which is not yet available. Mm-hmm. But other than that, what are some of the courses that are available through Awakening School of Theology?
Sure. So we've got, I'll talk about Dr. Heiser's first. We have Unseen Realm 101 and 102, which are based off of his book.
Tremendous.
Tremendous courses. Those are more expensive courses because they're very in-depth. They're longer in nature. We have several contemporary postmodern apologetics courses. We have, one of our certificates is a certificate of biblical history. So we have a history of the Bible course. We have a course on the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Nice.
Different things like that. Dr. Heiser did one on the attributes of God, which is a little bit of a shorter course, but a great summary of all of God's attributes, his shared and unshared attributes. So all kinds of different topics that we dive into. So it's pretty neat.
So have you taken all of these courses yourself?
I have not taken all of them. I have taken most of them.
I want to see the certificate on your office wall next time I come.
The funny thing is I've never even issued myself a certificate because it's another step of work in my process.
Another step. Exactly, yeah.
But yes, I do get the luxury of being able to engage in all the content.
Yeah. So let's talk about the reach. I mean, because it's on the line, theoretically, anybody who has access to the internet, except probably in some countries where everything in the world is banned, like Myanmar or something, you could reach them.
Yes. Absolutely. It's fully online, and we have students from all over the world. That's one of the the coolest things that I get to engage and do is to talk with our students. And so I'll have people from Australia and South Africa and Zimbabwe and Canada and US and all, just all over engaging. And they've found us through a random search, through a friend, through finding Dr. Heiser's materials, just lots of different avenues, but we get to engage with students all over the world.
Well, this podcast is heard on four continents, so maybe some of these students will say, hey, I want to be a part of this as well. I want some more theological education.
And we are working on some Spanish translations right now with a ministry partner, so we're going to take a couple of our core courses and translate them into Spanish, and that's hopefully going to be ready really soon.
Okay. Yeah. So does that mean that they're spoken in English and then maybe at the bottom there's a transcription or something?
Subtitles. Okay. And others will be overdubbed. So it kind of depends on what partnership is willing to do what.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be kind of exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things we're doing at the library, and your mission really resonates with us because we feel like part of our mission is the Lanier Theological Library is to help bring the academy and the church together too as well. We do it in a different mechanism, and we will have a certificate program that we're developing, but that'll be taught in person, almost all of that, and that'll be taught usually in intensive courses. So Houston is the kind of place that's easy to get to, and there are a lot of people in Southeast Houston that are interested in what we're doing.
That's great.
But have you seen an uptick in interest from lay people about this kind of content?
Very much so. I don't know if it's just what's happening in the Western church these days or what, but people are hungry and they want answers and they don't want surface answers. And they're wrestling with different concepts and different things. And they don't just want, you know, a cookie cutter answer. They're hungry. And so we have definitely seen an uptick in people wanting to dig in for themselves and understand things on a deeper level.
Well, I think we've seen, if you track this over the last few years, there are fewer and fewer people involved in church. They call it the nuns. The fastest growing group is the nuns, not the women in habits.
Right.
But those who don't have any particular faith, that's growing pretty quickly. And I think that with COVID and everybody sort of retreating into their own corner, that created a kind of a crisis of its own in a way.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think some have kind of not necessarily left the faith, but potentially steered away from it. But others, I think them getting in their own little cove has realized they actually need to self-feed and they need to understand how to do that well. So I've definitely seen an uptick when it comes to that side.
We hope there's no more pandemics coming our way anytime soon, right? Maybe another 100 years when I don't have to worry about it. And you might be around, but not me.
I don't know in 100 years. I better not be around.
at that particular point. So what's the future for you? I mean, you're the president. It's your duty, in a sense, to cast vision for this. I mean, you've got an excellent staff here. I really wish that Santana and Foster were here to say hello on this recording, because they're remarkable young men who are very gifted and know a lot about tech stuff. And you've got some wonderful people working with you. But what's the future?
So what we're working on right now is, like I mentioned before, a 12-course certificate. This is actually something that was on Dr. Heiser's heart to do before he passed away, really for years before he passed away, but he never was able to. And he kind of always had this dream, this idea to create what he called a seminary on a flash drive. And his heart, his heart was
to... What a cool idea.
I know. His heart was to package a foundational seminary-level training that could be distributed, obviously, for, you know, for purchase through the school, but then for free to missionaries and church pastors and leaders around the world that can't access that type of teaching. And so before he passed away, I went to him and I said, Dr. Heiser, I don't know if you feel up to it, but, and I don't even know if we can pull it off, but if we could you outline for me what this program would look like and who would you trust to teach the courses? And so that's what he did. He gave us kind of a roadmap of this is what the courses would be that we would want to include, and these are all a whole list of instructors, you being one of them on that list that he trusted to be
able
to teach.
That was kind. So kind.
And so we're working on that right now. We've partnered with his nonprofit called MCLOT that his wife now is the president of. Mm. And so it's kind of a joint effort between us, and we are raising money and we're knocking out all the filming, and we're going to make this happen. We've got interest from a lot of different missionaries and pastors in all sorts of parts of the world that have already contacted us telling us, hey, we want this as soon as it's ready. Mm. So we're going to do it in English first and then slowly start to translate it and get it out to as many people as we can.
Well, that's terrific. So how do you pay for all this?
Well, it's a mix. So we definitely fundraise. We are a nonprofit. So
do you have a church that puts a lot of money into what you're doing?
We don't.
Any particular
We actually
church?
Don't. You know, a lot of our donations come from our students, people that have taken courses and their lives have been impacted greatly by it, and so they want to give. And so a lot of it comes from that. And then we also sell the courses. So all of our overhead, all of our operational cost and our staffing cost are covered by our course sales. And then all of our donations cover all the scholarships we give out, this missional initiative that I was just telling you guys about, as well as the development of new materials.
And in the majority world, at least, resources like dollars are hard to come by.
Yeah.
So you do need scholarships for people. I mean, we get requests from time to time from people who are living in Spain or living in Africa, and they need to do something, want to do something that would equip them better for work and ministry, but they just don't have the funding for it.
Yep, we get probably around 200 requests a year for scholarships, and thankfully, because of our donors, we've been able to fulfill every request that has come in so far. So we normally have a really small wait list, and then each month we're able to issue those out. So it's been really awesome to be able to see.
So if anybody wants to know more about the Awakening School of Theology, how would they do that?
They'd go to our website, which is awkngschoolofTheology.com.
That's almost like a Hebrew spelling of the word
Awakening.
It is.
It's a little shortened spelling. We kind of felt like it had a little Hebrew vibe to it.
Yeah.
And so that's the website, and you can read about our mission. You can see all the different instructors, the course catalog, all of our missional opportunities. All of that's right there.
And there are people out there that maybe are impressed to donate something. Can they do that on the website as
they
well?
They can. On the little top header, there is a button called Support. And there'll be a little drop-down menu where you can read about the missional initiatives and give towards, you know, in general or towards one specifically that might touch your heart.
Now, you're involved primarily not so much in the teaching side as Michael Heiser was involved, but you're involved primarily on the administrative, the business side of things.
Yeah, that's always kind of been my
huge wheelhouse.
Yeah, okay. And so I love conversing with scholars like yourself, learning from you guys. It's not who I am. It's not how God wired me, but I do love the Bible and I love to learn. And if I can create an organization and systems and back end and business models to support that, then that is what I thrive in. So we do have an academic director that has stepped in since Dr. Heiser has passed, and his name is Mike Chu.
Okay.
And so he has been awesome, an awesome addition to the team.
Now, you guys are working from home now since COVID, right?
Yes, we used to be in person, kind of like what you guys are discussing. We didn't do the shortened intensives, though. We actually did a semester-long in-person program, and we shifted. It was a mix of COVID and when Dr. Heiser got sick, and we realized let's just pre-record these. And as we went through that model, we realized people are still engaging and it's growing. So let's continue to make this easy and accessible to people outside of our area, which is Jacksonville, Florida. Let's open this up. And so we switched to a fully online model, and then transitioned. Once we got that stable, we transitioned it to on demand, meaning you don't have to wait for an enrollment period and a semester to start. You can just click, you know, I'm ready to take this course, and you can start taking it.
And you take it at your own pace.
Yep.
Right.
Take it at your own pace. We give you a year to complete it.
Okay.
And you can access it throughout that year to review the materials. And then you can jump into the next one when you're ready.
Well, this is an exciting project. I'm hoping that maybe you and Mike Chu will come and visit us at the Lanier Theological Library one day and take a look at what we're doing there.
Yes, so I want to see the mini Oxford that you talk about.
It's sort of like
amazing.
A small Oxford, yeah, but it's getting bigger. It seems like every time I go back there, something's being built at the same time. Yeah, but it's a delight to be here. Thank you for your hospitality. We wish you well. We'll pray with you and for you. And we look forward to hearing great stories about the reach of Awakening School of Theology. And pretty soon I'll have my course finished, I promise.
Yes, absolutely. And it's going to reach tons. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Hey, don't leave town before this podcast is over. The Lanier Theological Library in Houston is proud to bring you this podcast. We hope that you're finding some inspiration, some connection, some help, some new way of renewing your mind through these high-level conversations. If you're interested further in our guest, read the show notes carefully for ways to learn more about them and how to be in touch. Thanks to our Cracker Jack staff for their help in producing this podcast. They know who they are. Only 10,080 minutes left before the next podcast drops. I'm David Capes. Thanks for listening.